This is Dr. Singham. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Last name is Herrick, H-A-R-R-I-C-K. Date of birth is 8-16-1942. Date of evaluation is 8-11-2023. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety, history of present illness. This is an 80 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 5/23/2023 and readmitted on 7/26/2023. Period. Patient's chart indicates history of syncope, congestive heart failure, orthostatic hypotension, history of falls, acute respiratory failure, diabetes, COPD, venous insufficiency, history of major depression, spondylosis, gout, chronic kidney disease, patient was recently seen by a psychologist from our service. He was pleasant during my evaluation. He talked about long history of anxiety and depression and has been taking Zoloft for almost 10 years. He described himself as, quote, very uptight, unquote. He denied any feelings of hopelessness, any thoughts of harm to self or others. Patient talked about divorce from his second wife. He reports that she had dementia and had aggressive behaviors. Reports that her son is a successful attorney and he filed for divorce on her behalf and also had a restraining order against the patient. Patient reports that he lives with his brother-in-law in an apartment. He denies any history of aggressive behaviors. He denies any history of manic or psychotic symptoms. Patient reports that he has three children. Two of them graduated from UFM and one from Wayne State. He reports that his first wife was alcoholic and had bipolar disorder. And she died of complications from drinking. Peter reports that he stayed with her for children's sake. Next paragraph, review of systems, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory, shortness of breath, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next pair of past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, seen by a seniors wellness group psychiatry at another rehab facility. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, education, highest degree, college, first year, current occupation, retired insurance agent, relationship, current relationship, divorce from second wife, number of children, three. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, testicular collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, Blood pressure 125 over 69, pulse 63, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, unsteady on his feet, gait, wheelchair self-propelled, speech clear, mood euthymic, mildly anxious, thought processes. Intact. Perceptual disturbances, non-reported level of consciousness, alert. Next paragraph, oriented to person, place, time, memory, intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration with a normal language, normal fund of knowledge, with a normal judgment and insight, with the normal. Next paragraph, medications, under current medication, Zoloft 50 milligram POQD and Xanax 0.5 milligram Q8 hours as needed. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild of 33.0, plans continue. Zoloft as prescribed, period continue psychotherapy. Number two, generalized anxiety disorder, 41.1, plans continue Xanax as prescribed. Period encourage patient to practice deep breathing, mindfulness. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 9-9-305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, benzodiazepines, risk benefit statements. Under risk benefit statements, in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is the end of dictation.